Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Arthur?
Yeah, this is Arthur.
Hey, Arthur. How's it going in your neck of the woods?
Not too bad.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I know you were speaking with Zion. He's my mapping coordinator here. He does a fantastic job at explaining the basics, but did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all?
Well, I got a pretty good idea how it works. The keywords, you pay for the keywords. And every time you use, I have to pay for that.
No, so basically what happens is we program the keywords and we consistently make it where you're populating on the first page. So when there's popular searches going on using your keywords, we make sure that we utilize that so that way you can show on the first page in the Olympia area. Now, I know that's home base for you, but are you going anywhere else than Olympia? Like, are you going to, like, Tacoma or Puyallup or anywhere up there, or do you kind of stay pretty local?
Well, I'd rather stay local.
Okay.
You know, okay. I've driven to Puyallup for jobs and Tacoma for jobs, too, but, you know, it takes 2 hours out of my day.
Oh, 100%. I know that. My dad lives in Puyallup,
you know?
So that's why I know the traffic up there is not pretty. So
yeah,
I definitely understand where you're coming from on there. Are you doing more of just like remodeling, or do you do new construction as well?
We do mostly remodeling, repairs.
Okay.
Yeah, we do mostly. Well, we've been doing a lot of water damage repair.
Okay. That makes sense if you live in Washington.
Yeah, well, I don't do a bunch of – I don't do the drying out part, but
okay.
I come in and do – we do the drywall and do the –
Gotcha.
You know.
Repaint everything.
It's usually – yeah, exactly. Make it livable again.
Okay, gotcha. And so for this, I mean, what we do here is, you know, we put you on that first page of Google. Now, I do see that you have a Google business profile, which is good. It could use some updates on there. One is reviews, right? So we can help you get those. So when you go and do a service for a customer, if you would like this, this is in the package that we do to help our customers. You can give us their phone number and we can send them a text message on your behalf and say, hey, Mrs. Jones, thank you for using A3 Builders. Please write us a 5-star review on our Google Business profile on the service that we provided you today. Now they click the link to go to your Google Business profile. And then they give you the review right then and there. Now, other than that and Yelp, do you have like a Facebook page or anything where you interact with clients or show your before and after pictures or anything like that?
I don't think we have. I mean, maybe we do. I don't know. My sons used to take care of this and I didn't deal with it. So I don't have any idea.
Okay. So, I mean, let's just say, what's the mile radius that you usually go to, like a 15-mile radius?
Probably 50-mile radius.
A 50? 5-0?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, if you have a Facebook page, that's great. We could always utilize that one. If you don't have one, we can always build you one. And the reason why I ask is because we actually help our customers in another way. It's called a retargeting campaign. We utilize Facebook. So anybody that searches on Google, we're able to retarget them on Facebook. Now, we do help you get a little more exposure on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. So we really cover all your bases. So when somebody does search the service that you want to be found for on, let's say, an iPhone, an Android, laptop, tablet, computer, your name, right, the A3 Builders, would populate on that first page, and they can click your number and call you directly for the services that you offer. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, perfect. Now, I just want to go into prices here. So Zion told me that you're 35 years in business. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, awesome. I want to say congratulations on that, because I know that is definitely not easy to be that long in business. So what we do here as a Google Channel partner is we actually give our businesses that are 15 years above, we give them a legacy rate. So what happens is that it's just a reduced rate from the original price. Typically, this is around $599 a month with a $299 setup fee, because it's so profitable being on that first page. Now, what I did for you is I applied those credits to you, and it's only $249 month to month. There is a one-time setup fee of $99 that just covers the programming for us and your onboarding call with my tech team. But then it just goes to $249 month to month after that. So the first month would be $348, and then month to month after that is $249. Now, you're not locked into a contract, but you are grandfathered in at that price. So you would never pay more for the service that we offered here that we talked about. You would never pay that $599 price. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. Now, what we do here is we have to abide by strict Google guidelines. That's why we're Google Channel partners. So we can't work with everybody. So that's why Zion was calling you. We are calling the area to find just one company. Once we do find that one company, we have to close out that category, and we cannot work with anybody else who does what you do. So being exclusively just to work with you and getting you the customers you're looking for, so that way you can get that consistent workflow, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of this. That way we can get you going on the first page of Google and people calling you directly, right?
Yeah, that'd be good. So you're saying $300 a month, something like that?
So it'd be $348 for the first payment, that's the startup fee included. And then month to month, so January 26th rolls around, that you would pay $249. So the first month, $348, $249 month to month after that. Okay.
And what are the keywords going to be?
So the keyword, that's a good question. The keywords goes based off of all your services that you offer. So if you offer a wide variety, sorry, I got a little tongue twisted there, then we base it off of the services. So you're allowed up to 15 key phrases that you would like to offer on Google. So my tech team, what they do is we pull the popular searches in the area for your services, and then we base your keywords based off of that, so that way the more searches that are in the area, we can put you in front of those people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So when they actually...
15 phrases. So like repaints or a remodel or water damage or... any of those.
Yeah, like for instance, just for example, like I can put in like remodeling bathroom companies near me, right? And if I'm in Olympia or in that 50-mile radius, then obviously you're going to populate, and then you'd be able to get a call directly from those people because they'll see you on that first page, right? So, yeah, so painters near me, we can even go, I mean, depending on, I know Washington gets very wet. I used to live up there. So like, you know, we can tailor it to the structure of the weather, right? So when it's cold, wet, and rainy, we can do interior work for you only. So that way you populate in front of people that are searching interior work only. Obviously when springtime comes and you guys start getting the spring and summer, we can start opening that up to exterior work. It really depends on what you like, to tailor fit to you. So we're very flexible because it's a custom built for you. So we just ask for communication both ways, right? We communicate with you on how things are going, and then you communicate with us and like, hey, I'd like to target this coming up. So let's do exterior painting now. And then we can make that happen so that way you can get the clients that you need for the services that you offer in the season that you want. Now, this does come with a full tracking system as well. So you're able to see how well your Google Business profile is being listed, location of searches. You're also able to track the calls and the clicks coming in from Google. You will be able to see the performance of your Facebook marketing campaign as well on that retargeting ad. Typically, our clients see around 10 to 15% with Facebook, but obviously most of the bulk of the customers are coming from Google. And you'll have a dashboard where you'll log into that and you'll be able to see that right away.
Okay.
Yeah, my tech team builds that custom made for you. So once they go through the onboarding call with you, they'll actually give you the credentials for the login and password. And then that's when you'll be able to start tracking everything. Now, I know you have a Google Business profile. Do you have access to that Google Business profile?
I don't know nothing about online stuff. You'd have to talk to my son.
Okay, so he's the one that handles everything?
Yeah, Andrew and Alex, they both been handling the business online stuff, so I don't have any idea.
Gotcha. So I just know that you have one, which is good. If they have those access to it, then that's perfect. I was just making sure because I know a lot of times customers will say that they have a Google Business profile, and if they had somebody else build it, like a third-party company build their Google Business profile that's not a Google Channel partner, what tends to happen is those companies actually keep their login passwords and everything, and sometimes they even shut them down. So everything is yours. We never keep anything here, so you know, when we build you a Facebook page, if you don't have one, what we do is we actually give you that login credentials as well, and you guys keep that. That's yours to have. We never take it down or anything like that. Now, this is month to month, so you're not locked into a contract. So food for thought, there is no early termination fees. There's no cancellation fees or anything like that. The only thing that we would ask is that you give us a 3-day heads up before your next billing is due. So obviously that's a 3 business days, Monday through Friday, but I don't see why you would need to cancel the service. But I know sometimes our customers, when they get super busy, they either want to pause it and say, hey, can we pause the service for right now so I can catch up on my work? We say sure. Or sometimes they're doing so well that they're just like, hey, I just don't need the service anymore. People are finding me like hotcakes at this point. So we're like, okay, yeah. Sounds good. So that's basically what we do for you. And so what I can do is I can secure your listing today, get everything set up, and then I can book an onboarding call with you and my tech team maybe tomorrow. If your sons would like to be on that call as well, that's fine. I can have my tech team make sure that they're on there. So that way, if they have any questions on the setup or anything like that, or if they have any ideas on, you know, search words, key search words, my tech team will take note of that and they'll make sure that they put that into fruition for you guys as well. Okay?
All right.
Okay. So for the A3 builders, that's what I have. I also have a 2421 Morse Road Southeast, Olympia, Washington. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's where my business is at.
Okay. And then the zip code is?
It's at my home. Yeah.
Okay. So I know you have, and let me just look this up for you really quickly because I just want to make sure it's not on there. If you're, address is on your Google Business profile. Do you want us to hide that address, or do you not really care? Okay, it's not on there. It's actually hidden, so you're okay.
Yeah, I don't want no one to really know where I live necessarily,
right.
But they could, you know, if they look at my license, they're going to find it out anyway.
Okay.
Does that
yeah.
make sense?
It does.
Yeah, because I have
does.
A license, you know, I'm licensed, you know, and have been for many years. Actually since I started my business. So, and
okay.
they can look, I encourage them to look me up on LNI as far as I'm concerned, because I'm a legitimate guy, you know, and there's lots of not legitimate people out there advertising on Google.
100%. And so like, that's why, like, when I look at your Google Business profile, you have one, it shows your address on there. So what we would do is we would hide the address. So the only thing that would pop up is Olympia, Washington, and then the zip code. That way people don't have the actual address to your house on the internet. I understand your license, and if they looked that up, they'd be able to find that. But for just the normal, you know, the normal people,
yeah.
I would recommend that we would just hide that for you, so that way it's just not out there.
Yeah, because it's not like I have a retail front store or something
right.
like that. I don't have
right. You're going
like
to
that.
People's homes, or you're going to people's homes
yeah.
to do the work. You're not bringing the drywall to your house and fixing it up and then taking it back over
yeah.
there.
Exactly. I might do cabinets and stuff like that, but not drywall.
yeah. I agree. So also what we'll do is, so I'm just looking at the profile itself. It just looks very blank. Like, it doesn't have the services you guys offer or anything like that. So we're going to touch this up. We're going to show that you're licensed, you're credible, one. Two, the services you provide, areas you provide them in. So now when people search, they can look at that Google Business profile. They can see what all services you offer, and then they'll be able to contact you, like I said, from here. So it's good that this is already built for you. We're just going to help you clean this up so it can look a lot better for people that are searching in the area, okay?
All right.
Cool. All right. So the number that I have on here is the 360-789-7399. Is that a good number for your customers to call you?
Yeah, that's my only phone. That's a good
thing. Okay, perfect. And then, Arthur, your last name is Albert?
Albers, yeah.
Albert. How do you spell that?
A-L-B-E-R-S.
E-R-S, okay. And then what's a email address for you, so everything can go to you in writing as well to this email address?
A-R-T.
A-R-T.
A. A-L-B-E-R-S.
So it's A-R-T-A-L-B-E-R-S.
No, there's an initial in there, A, that's my middle name.
Okay, so it's A-R-T-A-A-L-B-E-R-S.
That's right.
Okay, perfect. And then you said that's at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then you're Pacific Standard Time. Okay. And then, Arthur, so for this, for your listing here with us, how would you like to secure that listing? Are you going to use the A3 Builders credit card? Are you going to use a debit card?
Probably a credit card.
Okay.
I don't have an A3 Builders credit card.
Okay. And then for the credit card itself, does it just have your first name, middle initial, which is A, and then your last name as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see here really quickly before I get into that. Just want to make sure I have everything correct with your Google Business profile. Which is perfect. Okay, so it's Arthur A. Albers. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then for the, I mean, is the address the same for the billing address?
No.
Okay. What's the billing address? Is it a P.O. box?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I'm ready for the address whenever you are.
P.O. box is 6205. Olympia, you know, zip code's different. It's 98507.
And what was the zip code?
98507.
9507? 985, I'm sorry. 98507, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So P.O. Box 6205 Olympia, Washington, 98507, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the card itself, is it backed by a MasterCard, a Visa, is it a Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa card, yeah.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for that number.
Okay. So, how long before the service is going to be up and running, and how long before? Well, I haven't really looked at my Google page, so I have no idea what it looks like.
Yeah, so you guys have a Google Business profile already. So, what that means is. What that means is you guys don't have to get verified again. So typically it takes 30 to 45 days to get verified and on that first page of Google. Now you guys already had the verification process, which usually takes like anywhere from, you know, 7 to 14 days to get verified. So I've seen people on that first page of Google without that verification process already done within 15 to 20 days. But typically, we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because it does take around the 30 to 45, but I've seen it done faster. Now, reason why we pair that up with the Facebook ads is because that will be up and running within 7 days. So it's very quick when we do the onboarding call. That's why I like to schedule my clients when they come with us. I like to schedule them within 24 hours of signing up because I want that ball to get rolling for them as quickly as possible. Other people like to book it out like 4 or 5 days out. I like to get it in right away so that way we can get the onboarding call. We can start that process of started populating you guys because you guys already have that Google Business profile done. You guys already have a Facebook. I already see it. So now it's just about getting with you guys, making sure we have the same cities, zip codes, and then obviously, the services that you offer is all correct, so we can start getting you guys where you guys need to be, so your customers can call you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
Okay. So, I don't know. Let me see here. Okay. And then, so for the Visa, I'm ready when, so this is how it's going to work. I'm just going to take the payment out. I'm not making any purchases. Okay. What I'm just going to do is I'm just going to put this here. Then I'm going to set up a security question for you. This just protects your account with us as a Google Channel partner. So what that means is that we never sell or share any information. Every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question that we're going to pick out here. That way, you always know you're talking to us, and we always know we're talking to you. So it's very secured here with you. After that, I walk you through a voice verification just to outline the service agreement. Now, that will be sent to you in writing to the email that you had given me on file earlier. I will send that to you so you have that for your records, okay? I go and walk through you in there on how to cancel if you ever need to. I also tell you the payment, which is the $249 month-to-month with the one-time setup fee of the $348. Then I make the purchase there after we're done, and then I schedule an onboarding call with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Okay. 4094-5107.
Mm-hmm.
6476.
Mm-hmm.
8203.
Can I read this back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have 4094-5107-6478-8203.
Okay. 6476.
Okay.
8203.
Okay. Did I say 70?
78.
I said 78. Okay. I'm sorry. There is a 6 there. I just skipped over it. And then what's the expiration date for you?
10/27.
Okay. And then the security code?
835.
Okay. And then for the security question, like I said, your information doesn't get shared. It gets secured here with the security question. We don't sell it either. What is a good security question that you would like? I have 3 of them. You can pick one. I have your mother's maiden name. I have the city you were born in. I also have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
How about the maiden name? That's probably the most private.
Okay.
I really looked at it to find out what it was. Her maiden name is Scott.
Scott?
S-C-O-T-T, yeah.
Okay. Mother's maiden name. Okay. Give me one sec. Let me just make sure. Okay. Now, Arthur, before I do, you know, make the transaction here, what I'm going to do is I am going to walk you through the voice verification, like I said, okay? Now, this is just going to add the service agreement. I'm going to walk you through this. If you don't understand or if you feel like you need to ask me a question about something, just stop me and say, hey, what does this mean? Or can you rephrase this for me? And then I will be more than gladly to do that for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I do any transactions here. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A3 Builders.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Arthur A. Albers, and I am the owner of the business.
Perfect. You are awesome. You are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing account, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Arthur, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, Scott, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you our customer service line. I'm going to email it to you. Do you want to write it down right now as well, or is an email just okay? Hello? Oh, gotcha.
Google keyword Splash is the company.
It's called Local Splash.
How do you spell that? Local?
L-O-C-A-L and then Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, that's the company. And that's what's going to come up on my Visa payment?
Yes.
What's going to come up on my Visa payment?
Local Splash.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then just let me know when you're ready for the number. I can give it to you right now, too.
$384. Is that what you told me?
It's $348 today, yes. And then next month, it's going to go to $249 month to month.
$348 and $249. And how many calls do I expect to get every month?
So that I can't say, right? Because it's not like I'm vetting you a lead, and I'm not vetting you somebody that I'm there calling them. What I can say, just in Olympia alone, just in, let's just say, interior painting, I just did this for you. You had 1,214 searches in the last 30 days for interior painting, right? So just that's an example. I'm not saying you're going to get all 1,200 of those calls. I think you would probably throw your phone out the window at that point. So, we don't want that. What typically what happens within that first month, really the service is supposed to pay for itself. After that, that's when it stair steps you up. After that 30 to 45 days is when you start receiving more calls. Everything is up and running and working as one at that point. But typically we like to go for like the 1% when we say the number is like 1,200.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 1% is like 100. That's if I get 50 calls a month, I'd be happy.
Okay. Yeah. We're working with Google.
I usually sell 90% of my calls.
Oh. That's a high percent. That's good. So we usually,
Yeah, because I have a great service and people enjoy what I do, so.
100%. And it actually works better, too.
That's why I've been in business so long.
Yeah. I would agree with you on that.
I'm serious.
I would agree with you on that. That's why you have 35 years. Yeah. And this works really well, too, because we're getting people that is already interested in your services, and they're just looking for a company. So you might even see that 90% conversion rate even higher.
Yeah, exactly. Well, most people, if I go over to their house and take a look and see what they want and explain to them what the process is, after that, they're sold.
Yeah. No, I definitely understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Well, especially when you go in there, you get the, I mean, you're a small company, right? You're not, how many workers do you have?
Yeah. I have me and my sons, and that's it right now.
Yeah.
And I have the other guy to call in when I need help.
Yeah. So you're not charging people like, you know, commercial, you know, big business prices. You're able to undercut and still make good money on top of that.
Well, I charge pretty good, but you know, they get a good service for what they pay for. So, you know.
Yes. No, absolutely. I definitely agree with you on that one. So did you want that customer service number for you right now, or do you want me to just email it to you?
Well, your customer service number?
Yes.
Yeah, let me put the phone number down here, too.
Okay. It's 877-635.
Six. My brain's faster, going faster than the pen is. 635.
6225. That's our customer service number.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
So what does that mean?
Good question. So basically, it's just asking if you had anybody else that was doing this, you would let us know so that way there's no conflict of interest. And that way, you know, if we do something and they do something, it doesn't hurt you. You just have one person working on these things for you.
Okay. So you're only going to put out Google. Is that correct? Or is there other revenues or, avenues that you go through?
Yeah. So we have Google for you. We have Facebook. And then we also populate you on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple.
Okay, because there was another company that I did business with, but I am not now. Yelp?
So Yelp it's just they're a free listing.
No, I understand it's another listing. What was the other ones? I didn't catch them all.
Oh, Yelp. Yahoo, Bing.
Yahoo, Bing.
And then Apple.
And Apple. And then Gmail. Okay.
So let me see here. So you would let us know if you had somebody working on those things already, right?
Yeah, I did have it one time, but I haven't talked to him. Ever since I had a stroke.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Are you okay now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I know those are... My uncle actually had one at the beginning of this year, and it was... we're just lucky he's still with us, so I know those things are hard to come.
Yeah, they're hard to recover from. Actually, they got in there and got the clot out that night, and then I was... pretty much fully recovered within 3 days. So.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. They got it early then.
Yes.
So that's good. Okay. So I have here, so I'm going to just finish this up here for you here. So it says your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, when the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th in the amount of $249. So this is a recurring payment. Now, Arthur, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, number that I just gave you, to prevent your charges for the next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Well, I don't like not being able to cancel this right up front.
Why would you want to cancel this right up front?
Well, I might change my mind.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to go through this if you're just going to cancel this right up front, because we're going to start doing work on this. It's like right away we're going to start, you know,
right,
getting
like,
everything.
Like, well, I want to talk to my son about this before I say, yes, we're going to do this, or no, we're not going to do this.
Okay. Would he be opposed to something like this?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, we've been talking about doing advertising, but we didn't know how to go about it and how, and this is a fair price for what it's for.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, 100%. And two, you're with a Google Channel partner at that point. So here, there's only 40 of us within the country. So there's thousands of them out there. That's why we have the thing here for the security question, because people always pretend to be us because not everybody is a Google Channel partner, and they try to, you know, steal customers that way. And it's like they go to you and say, we're a Google Channel partner, when typically they're not. So that's why we have that there. So anybody that calls you at that point, we would ask you that question. Now, when you don't hear that question, it's just another third-party company that's out there claiming to do what we do. So with Google Channel partners, we can only work with one company per industry, per area. And that's what's so exclusive about it. It's most companies take 3 to 6 months to get on the first page. So it's a very long process for most companies. And that's typically if they could even get you there. Now, sometimes,
right,
most of the times they want to lock you into a 3 to 6 month contract, where this here is just month to month. So you have no obligations to stay, you know, month to month after that. You see the progress that grows with it. You want to keep staying. Now with us, we want to continue to earn your business long term. So that's why we do the month to month. So we have to prove each and every month that we are more than worthy of staying with you. We show you the tracking system so we can get you to look at, hey, this is the metrics that you've come with. These are the phone calls you're receiving. These are the sales you did. Boom. Now you can see that. Now we can go to the next month and continue to do that each and every month.
Right.
For $249. Now, with securing that listing that closes out that category, like I said, we shut it down in the Olympia area and we can't work with anybody else. So now if your son wants to come on board, not wants to come on board, but if he wants to be on the, like, the onboarding call with my tech team, that's totally 100% okay with us. I have no problem doing that. That way he can be involved in the process of getting the Google Business Profile up on that first page. Like I said, if he has any ideas, he can definitely be in that meeting and tell us, you know, this is what we're looking to tackle in 2024. This is the kind of jobs we want to get. And now we have to go out and get those jobs for you guys.
Right. Or put out advertising for those jobs. Yeah, because we've been doing a lot of repaints and a good jobs for us. And
yeah.
Yeah. You know, I had to redo this lady's bathroom because of one of the shower pipes burst and flooded her house.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's the kind of stuff we go and fix. Or the tree went through the roof. That's the kind of stuff we do. Last winter, a tree went through this lady's roof and smashed it all to hell. And we had, you know, the guys got rid of the tree and I took the tarp off and rebuilt her roof and then all the stuff down below it. That's the kind of stuff we do.
Gotcha.
One of those wonderful accidents happen type of deals.
Oh, I bet. And, you know, there's a lot of people that cut corners, and that's why those things happen. And that's why we will only work with people that are credible sources. So we like to work with people like you that have a lot of experience that have seen everything in their field and they know how to fix it right then and there. Why? Because that gives you good credit, one. And then two, when you do that with a customer, and you know this because that's why you've been in business for 35 years, and you can be straight up and honest with them right then and there and say, hey, yeah, we can do this, but your last guy did this and we have to fix that first. So that way this doesn't have any more problems. And they like you for that. And then what happens? Now we're able to put that on your Google business profile. Now in your community, people are starting to see that, and it goes with what you and, like you said, you and your son has already started to talk about. We need to do something there. This is what it is right there. It's doing good work, but now allowing a partnership here for us to come in and help you get those people onto the internet, so that way people that search for your services can see the quality work that you guys do on a daily basis.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is, I have to say, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? You have to say, I agree.
I agree.
Okay, perfect. Now, for tomorrow, when would you like to do the onboarding call? I can set it up for tomorrow at whatever time is convenient with you. I understand that you probably want your son on board in that call. Are you going to be with him tomorrow at a certain time that you would like my tech team to reach out to you and call you?
I'm going to go to work tomorrow. So how about around 11 o'clock?
11 a.m. I have that wide open for you. That one they have open. So let me do this. Okay. I'm going to send you an email. Okay.
Okay.
And in this email, it's going to just be a verification. So it's going to be a Google Calendar. It's going to have you on there. It's going to have me, which my name is Charlie. And then it's going to have just the time, 11 a.m. And then it's just going to let my tech team know that we have a meeting with you at 11 a.m. for tomorrow for our onboarding call. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So... Now, once this processes, I will say you are going to receive a couple of messages from us. You're going to receive a couple text messages. Once it processes, there is going to be our terms and conditions page. Okay, so I'll be able to walk you through that once it processes. I don't know. You might get it after our call. So if it processes after our call, if you don't get it, what I'll do is, actually, I think I'll be able to send it to you right now. Just give me one sec before it processes. Okay, so I sent you an email for the 11 a.m., okay?
Okay.
Okay, now do you receive text messages?
I do, yeah.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you...
That's actually the best way to talk to me.
Is it?
Yeah, because I don't normally pick up the phone. Text is the best way to talk to me. I mean, I try to tell my customers that too. Just send me a text, and then I'll get it for sure, and then I'll get back with you.
Perfect. Okay, let me see here.
Does that make sense? Because I don't always pick up the phone. Because I'm, you know, like the other day, the phone rang right when I was on the ladder trying to take off this. I was in the middle of something. You know, and that's when the phone rings all the time. You're on the ladder. You don't want to reach for the phone. You just let it ring. You know, you got to call the people back or just blow it off or, you know, whatever. There's no way I'm going to pick up the phone when I've got things in my hand and I'm on the ladder.
100%. No, that's actually, you want to hear a crazy story is, my dad, last year, he actually fell off a ladder. We were building a deck in his backyard and I was going home and I said, all right, dude, I was like, be careful on this ladder. 'Cause it wasn't the best ladder. And he goes, okay. I said, I don't need you falling. And he's like, all right. I get home, not even 12 hours. I get home and, my sister texts me like, hey, dad's going to the hospital. And I was like, what? So I call him. I was like, what'd you do? He's like, I fell off the ladder. I hit my elbow right on the corner of the deck. He missed the deck. He's like, I hit my head on the grass. Come to find out, he fractured his elbow. He shattered his humerus bone and it looked like he got hit by a truck. He was black and blue from the elbow all the way to the middle of the chest. I've never seen anything like it. And I was like, yeah, no phones on the ladder. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. So he's better now, but he still has like the repercussions of it. Like just like the range of motion of what he has is just not all there. He's like, when he gets cold, when he gets cold, his shoulder aches, his elbow aches. I'm like, he's not a spring chicken anymore. So I'm like, you gotta be careful with this stuff. So he threw that ladder away. He got a good one. So, okay. So I sent you the email. I'm not able to send a text message to you. It has to process. Once it does, like I said, it's going to send you a text message. What I'll do is I'll follow up with you in the morning. Around 8 a.m., once it processes, the text message should go through. I'll look before I log in, though. When the text message goes through, there's going to be a link there. It's just going to be a terms and conditions link. All you need to do is click the link. It's going to say, hey, Arthur, welcome to Local Splash, or thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you an invoice to your email. Please click this link, and it'll have the terms and conditions. Once you click it, you're just going to click the bottom two boxes, which is a text message, and that you're the card authorization holder, and then you're just going to sign your name, and it's going to take you to a login page. Now, once you get to the login page, don't worry. We're going to help you with that tomorrow on our onboarding call, okay? Now, if I don't see that it's not done, let's just say like, you're like, hey, I'm just going to wait for Charlie to call me in the morning and then he can walk me through this. That's fine. I'll log in the morning when I get into the office because we're closed right now. And then what I'll do is I'll just walk you through that process and then my tech team will still call you at that 11 a.m. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, Arthur, I have everything here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start working on this so I can get this over to my tech team for the morning. And then from there, we're going to be ready to rock and roll. Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I think I'm good to go.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to say welcome to Local Splash. We're like a family, like I said. And then from here, I'm going to get started on this so that way we can get you guys rocking and rolling in that Olympia area so people can start seeing the work you do, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Arthur. I'll speak with you in the morning. I'll talk to you later. Have a great night, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.